You're tuned into tomorrow. Right here on the Advanced Media Network.
Are you from California, Illinois, New York, Georgia, or any of the other 39 states that charge state income tax? Does your state claim you owe them any amount of back taxes? Or have you not filed in years? Is your heart pounding because you know they're wrong or you just don't have the money? Don't fight the state income tax board alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you. The state is much more aggressive than the IRS in collecting taxes. They have the power to take your home, your car, your drivers and business licenses, even garnish your wages, freeze your bank accounts, and go after your spouse. Solve all your income tax problems permanently and keep more of your hard-earned money. Make this 100% guaranteed risk-free call right now.
800-281-7048. 800-281-7048. 800-281-7048. That's 800-281-7048.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network programmed with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
It's our 25th year bringing you further into tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Dave Graveline. It's the weekend of Friday, June 5th, 2020. Absolutely delighted to have you with us for your weekly technology auditory gem. One of our listeners called us that a while back. I like to use it periodically. Here in our Miami studios with moi,
Chris Graveline.
In the control room, Danny G. We've got, Horatio in New York. I don't want to forget anybody. I'm counting on my fingers. Erasmo in South Beach. Kim in Coconut Creek. Beth in Naples. The team gathered round to do all the necessary research, whatever's needed, to bring you into tomorrow and answer your questions. Solve your digital dilemmas. It's what we do.
And, of course, the team can include you wherever you are, because all you have to do is call and share a tip for our listeners.
That's very true. And you get prizes, win prizes when you call in. What's the mantra?
Call in, win stuff. Thank you.
Okay, that's it. I just want to make sure you're paying attention. We'll have to have Danny lean in and do that from the control room mic once in a while, too, just to have more voices in there with the mantra.
And if you really like winning prizes, you'll want to stay tuned next week. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, yeah. We can't say anything more about
the cool into tomorrow.
Gonna give it all away.
Oh, don't want to do that.
Yeah, you don't want to tell everybody that the cool hot summer giveaways.
Now you're saying too much. But however, those that receive the free Into Tomorrow once a week tech newsletter, they're going to know first, and they are going to be able to do some cool things. So,
guess they are now.
Yeah, I guess they are now. I've let that cat out of the bag as well.
Meow.
So just be tuned.
Would that be like the baby kitten that from the Into Gaming segment last hour? You let that kitten out of the way.
And if you missed that, be sure to check out Danny G's baby kitten game.
You can tell by the time I get to the third hour of the show, all rules are out the window.
I know. Rules. All practical anything is out the window. And here we are.
On air. Online. On now.
Yeah, you never know it sometimes. Tech news and commentary before we get back to your calls.
Researchers from Stanford University have devised a way for hundreds of drones to use the bus or trams in an effort to redesign how packages are distributed in cities. Now, should such a solution ever scale, it could reduce delivery van congestion and energy usage while extending the distance a drone can travel to deliver a package. Basically, the drones are going to take the bus.
They're going to take the bus, not try to lift the bus and bring it full of stuff.
Like, ride on top of the city buses.
Really? How nice.
Researchers say using public transportation can increase a drone's range up to 360% beyond travel with flight alone.
But wait, are they going to use public transportation for free?
I don't know.
They have to pay.
Well, this is again.
Everyone else pays.
Well, I'm sure they will pay.
Okay.
But just the fact that, you know, and that's something I never thought of. Basically, the drone can sort of fly to a bus stop, sort of park itself on top of a bus and use that to get closer to its destination. so that it's not using its batteries or something.
Yeah.
And they say the Stanford system could handle up to 200 drones, delivering up to 5,000 packages. The AI network is made for cities with up to 8,000 stops, and experiments were conducted specifically in San Francisco and Washington, D.C.
That's got to be amazing to watch, though. If a bus gets to an area where there are a lot of deliveries, say downtown or something, and you see 30 or so drones lifting off at the same time, that's got to be freaky.
Yeah. Now, and I can understand being able to test in San Francisco, but how can you test all those drones in a city like Washington, D.C. with all that security that's going to be in that
city? Oh, I know. Well, no fly zones and everything. Yeah. Oh, boy. I can see it now. But Secret Service agent, it was just flying on the other side of the White House to deliver over there. Nope. Mm-hmm. That's why it was shot down. Oh, well then. And the package? Yeah, obliterated. Oh, great. It was mom's favorite dress. It's just weird, but it's going to be interesting to see. So do follow up on that. And let's see if we can't find some video at some point. Let's post it. I think that would be kind of neat, too. This week, OneLogin, a leader in identity and access management, released the results of an international study of 5,000 remote workers showing that during COVID-19, corporations are often footing the hardware bill for employees' entertainment. And it could be a huge cybersecurity risk as well. U.S. remote employees actually use work devices to access adult entertainment sites. What? More than any other country. Increasing their risk of phishing and malware from unsavory sites. U.S. workers, 45% of them, are three times more likely to have given their work passwords to their child or spouse, their work password, compared to other countries like the UK at only 13% and France at only 9% of remote workers. Even more concerning, 30% of those surveyed admitted to having an online account compromised during this time, with 10% of these failing to even change their password afterward. So they knew their account, their work account, working from home, was compromised. Didn't even change the password. 10% of the folks said, nah, whatever. It's work.
Yeah. Well, then if you do change the password, don't just, like, add a 1 to the end of it or something.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you went from password to password 1. No, that's not appropriate at all. We remind people all the time to be a whole lot safer than that.
Yeah, my ex-wife was famous for that, because like with banking, you'd have to change the password every so often. So
yeah, forces you to do it.
Right, so she'd have the password, and then the next time, just add a 1 to the end. Then the next time, change it to a 2, and then a 3.
And she probably, to this day, still does that, even with her third husband. So you could probably make some money.
Yeah, maybe.
Get some money transferred back to your account.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
But luckily, I don't use my work laptop here for questionable sites at home.
It's
if you look at my browsing history, you'll see a lot of boring garden how-to videos and
that you're doing on your work laptop?
Yes, I'm sorry. Can I not use my work laptop to find out how to pollinate my flowers?
No.
No.
Use your phone.
And I don't mean that in any kind of subconscious way. I mean, I'm actually pollinating flowers.
Yes, I know. Man, he's taking a Facebook break these days, but if you follow Chris on Facebook... And Danny, do you? You should. No?
Well, it wouldn't matter. I'm not posting anything right now anyway.
Yeah, that's true. But he posts his flowers having sex. I mean, he does, because he takes the male flower and the female flower, and he talks about what has to happen in order to pollinate properly. And it's like, I've heard him talk about more things than I ever cared to know about gardening. Because he suddenly sprouted a green thumb.
Well, I had to do something with all this time, extra time spent at home. You could only clean the house so many times.
You could spend time doing more research for the company, working on stuff for us, producing more great content for our audience. Go ahead. Let me hear you say no to that.
So, tech news and commentary.
Yeah.
Uber is adding a pay-by-the-hour personal driver-like service during the period of slumping business.
Oh, nice.
The San Francisco-based tech company launched Uber Hourly as a way to book a driver for $50 an hour. The driver is all yours during that time, and you can make as many stops as you need to grab groceries, pick up laundry, and run other errands without having to request a new car at each destination. You can request a driver for up to 8 hours, and you'd book your trip the same as always. Key in your destination and view your ride options.
I guess that's kind of a good idea, though, if it works for some people, the Uber thing anyway.
Of course, this was all before Uber was even around, well, but now this it makes sense.
But now, and what are they calling it? Uber for
Uber
the day?
Hourly.
Uber hourly. Oh, okay. Well, let us know if anyone listening tries that. How did it work out for you?
But you know what? $50 an hour and with a maximum of 8 hours, that's $400 if you want to Uber for a whole day.
And what if you get a driver that you don't particularly like?
Yeah. Well, then you just cut your hour short.
Yeah, well, there you go. Okay, we're done. Bring me home. And then get another one.
Yeah.
And see how that goes. Wow. The expansion of 5G technology may breathe new life into virtual, augmented, and mixed reality gear by overcoming inconvenience and expense. Qualcomm is touting head-mounted XR viewers that leverage 5G connectivity with smartphones, while Microsoft says it will add 5G links to its headset, the HoloLens 2 MR. So more and more people are paying attention to 5G as more 5G is coming into the business, into the market, onto the market, what have you. So stay tuned for that. You might learn a few more things and get some additional advantages.
A new feature will let Facebook users curate their profiles, letting them hide old posts that they may no longer be comfortable with or maybe a little embarrassed about sharing with their online connections. Called Manage Activity, the new tool is ideal for times of transition, like entering the job market or leaving an old relationship behind. In an announcement, Facebook said, "We want to make it easy for you to curate your presence on Facebook and more accurately reflect who you are today."
Yeah.
Users can trash or archive posts in bulk or individually. Posts moved to trash will stay there for 30 days in case users change their minds. Archived material remains visible to a user, but not their Facebook friends or the public. The new feature is currently only available in Facebook's mobile app.
Wow. Interesting. Only in the mobile app, though.
Yeah.
So you can't do that where you have more screen space on your desktop or laptop.
Right.
And be able to make more sense out of things you want to look at and maybe archive or trash or otherwise.
Yeah, so, but if you want to look back at your Facebook life and there's some things you're a little embarrassed about, you can go back and hide. But
I don't embarrass easily at all anyway.
Well, my whole thing is, who's going to go back and look at, 10 years ago on someone's timeline anyway?
Well, someone like you who has all this time when you're not gardening.
Well, I'm not on Facebook anymore.
Oh, that's true.
As of right now, but I'm sure I'll be back probably by next week's show, but we'll see.
You're taking a break. You haven't decided how long a break yet.
Right.
Knowing you, you'll sign back in, and then you'll sign back out again. Say, it hadn't changed. Same nonsense. Gotcha. It might sound counterintuitive, but researchers say the scorching heat of Mercury might play a role in creating the ice at the planet's poles. Which I know sounds very odd, doesn't it? Protons from the sun hit Mercury's soil, making minerals that the surface heat helps release, creating hydrogen and water molecules that make their way to the poles, where they freeze.
Interesting.
I think so, if you're into following the planets and what's going on there. It's cool that we even know this kind of stuff. Mercury is not around the corner, it's way out there.
Yeah, well, it's a little jaunt. You can probably get your Uber hourly to get you there.
Not within 8 hours.
Maybe you'll have to hitch a ride on the next SpaceX rocket.
Yeah. I mean, there's other things, too, that are complicating. But that's kind of cool to say that the heat is helping with the cool.
Interesting. Sure. Very cool.
Yeah.
With reports of no Prime Day sale happening this summer due to the coronavirus pandemic, Amazon is planning another event this month. The retailing giant says it is planning, quote, big style sale for June. In a statement, Amazon said the big style sale is slated to take place later this month and will include seasonally relevant deals from both established and smaller fashion brands. Amazon did not specifically specify the exact date of the sale, but there are reports that the company notified sellers that the sale will begin on June 22nd. Oh. So if you're the kind to buy clothing, I guess, on Amazon, there'll be a big sale later this month.
I don't buy clothing usually, period.
This is true.
Gifts, or I wear a shirt somebody gifted me or something. I hate shopping, but I hate clothes shopping worse.
Although I have thought about trying out their Amazon wardrobe thing, where apparently you can order multiple sizes of something. You get them, try them on, and return what doesn't fit, which makes sense because that's, you go to buy clothes, you have to try them on.
Yeah.
And I don't like trying stuff on, but sometimes even I have to try things on, so I might.
You don't like trying stuff on at your own house?
Exactly.
I'm not a fan of fitting rooms or anything either. That's why I usually don't shop for clothes. But, I know my basic sizes. If I see something, that looks nice. I don't have a shirt like that. I may grab it. And if it doesn't fit, fine, bring it back. But I think that might have a bit of potential. But what about, have you ever used one of these apps that does a 3D you, and you get sizes, and then they actually put the shirt on you, and all virtually, and then you decide if it looks good, or do those jeans look good on you, or something.
No.
Researchers say they can control behavior in rhesus monkeys by targeting particular brain regions with ultrasonic waves. And the finding could one day lead to new treatments for our brain disorders. There's some potential there. And if they can control the behavior in a monkey, why couldn't they control the behavior in you?
That's all. They have tried for years to control my behavior. No, they can't.
You're a whole different story.
Yeah. Google has announced the next batch of new software features coming to its Pixel smartphones. After adding car crash detection last year, the company is expanding upon its personal safety features with a new safety check tool that's designed to make sure you're okay if you're out somewhere alone, like for a walk or run. When you enable the feature, you set a time for when you want to check in. When that time comes, Safety Check takes over your entire screen and asks for your status. You can dismiss the prompt and say you're okay, start sharing your location with emergency contacts immediately, or dial 911. If there's no response within a minute, Safety Check will automatically notify your emergency contacts and provide your location on Google Maps. Now, there's no option right now for it to automatically call 911, likely to prevent false positives.
Oh, of course. Yeah, that's all any 911 center needs, is the phone taking over and there really isn't an emergency. Oh, sorry. Yeah, meantime, though, you've gotten all these assets running toward you, and not good.
But at least it'll automatically notify your emergency contacts, so they can then try to reach you, and if they can't, then they can notify the police.
I'm always telling you, when you and Cameron go into the Everglades or go fishing out on Alligator Alley or something like that, I always want to know where you are, because if I don't hear from you, I'm calling you or texting you and saying, now, you're either out of range, or you guys are having too much fun, or you've been eaten by alligators. You know, all these thoughts go into one's head. So I like that feature. Therefore, you should use it whenever you go hiking again.
I don't have a Pixel smartphone.
Well, you should get one. Get away from the iPhone-y nonsense.
No.
But see, this is a good thing for you and your son.
I could share my location with you if I felt like it on my iPhone.
Yeah, but you don't, apparently.
That's the problem. Exactly.
Oh, gosh. Jason in McMinnville, Tennessee. Welcome into Tomorrow.
Vinyl records and LPs are getting really popular again. I do have some older records, but I don't have a good speaker system. And I've seen on, like, Amazon and a couple other sites that they're selling a Bluetooth turntable. And I was wondering how that works, because I know there's special electronics in a turntable that gives you that great old sound, you know, and do they digitize that music, or how does that work exactly, and should I get one or not?
Good questions, Jason. How does the turntable work? It goes round and round and round and round. That's not what he meant, probably?
No.
Oh, all right. They're usually just turntables that can output audio to a Bluetooth speaker. The way they get the music from the record is still the same. The way they feed it to the speaker is what's different. So as for whether you should get one or not, the only advantage is the convenience of the wireless speakers. Now, if that interests you, well, then it's a good way to distribute your speakers without having to worry about wires. If you plan to keep it in one place and plan to have speakers around, it won't really make that much of a difference.
Yeah, the signal going to the speakers will be digitized. So if that's a deal breaker for you, this is probably not the kind of turntable you want. But realistically, the odds you'd be able to notice any difference at all in the sound quality are slim. But still, you did ask about that great old sound, and it's something that audiophiles are sometimes very serious about.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Just be aware of the digital component if you use a Bluetooth turntable. By the way, there are also Bluetooth adapters that will plug into any audio source. That means if you already have a turntable and don't want to spend the money just for the Bluetooth functionality, you can buy one of those adapters for much less.
That's true. And then you can send it to any other Bluetooth speaker that you get and just use the existing turntable that you have, or any other device for that matter. Let us know, Jason, what you end up doing, because it'll help other listeners, and we'd love to share that with everyone. And I tell you what, let's meet at intotomorrow.com.
What if people with type 1 diabetes had the power to manage their condition without finger sticks? to always know their glucose levels and where they're heading with just a glance at their smart device, to customize alerts and alarms to help keep them in range. All this knowledge powered by a small wearable. Introducing the Dexcom G6. Make knowledge your superpower. For a list of compatible smart devices, visit dexcom.com/compatibility. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G6 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions.
Here's another Into Tomorrow fun tech fact for you. People who post their fitness routine to Facebook are more likely to have psychological problems. Fact.
That's why I don't post my fitness routine.
Yeah, you don't have a fitness routine.
That's true.
I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. Stay tuned. In a few minutes, we'll be chatting with Amir Nathu. He's the CEO and co-founder of OutSchool. They have live online classes for kids to learn in a small group setting over video chat.
It's time for our email history feature. IFA is one of the largest and oldest tech shows in the world. With this week's look back at IFA's historic past.
Here's Chris Graveline.
Transmitting pictures is a very old dream of engineers. Already in 1883, Paul Nipkow, a German engineer, developed the basic idea of a disc with tiny holes, which could break a picture into several pieces. The Nipkow disc, patented in 1884, became the basis of all future television technologies. In 1897, the German engineer Ferdinand Braun invented the cathode ray tube. He had no idea that he had created the basis of a future mass medium. Hundreds of millions of these tubes, CRT in short, became the core display of television sets for about 100 years and was the star of IFA for decades. That's this week's IFA update brought to you by Messe Berlin. Be sure to visit ifa-berlin.com and then visit us at intotomorrow.com.
The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What's next? Rising inflation? Drops in the dollar's value? Some experts say another crash is coming. What will be left of your investments for your children and grandchildren? We know you can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins and an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. During periods of great volatility, precious metals regularly outperform stocks because they're a true wealth asset that have real value. During the three-year recovery period after the crash of 08, the Dow only went up 3.5%. While gold more than doubled in price. Call 855-662-6533 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation and build a true legacy for your family. Regain control of your financial destiny and call Augusta Precious Metals at 855-662-6533. That's 855-662-6533. As in any investment, the price of gold and silver may fluctuate over time and you could lose money. Check with financial and legal advisors.
Into Tomorrow continues in our 25th year on the air. Delighted to have you tuned into Tomorrow. Even more delighted when you call in and participate on the program. Any question at all that you may have about consumer tech, perhaps you want to help another listener with additional input following our answers. We love listeners helping other listeners. Maybe you just want to share your favorite app these days and why. That's also a great way to participate. And when you call in, you win stuff. It's that easy. The best way to participate, of course, is with the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow app. Just search those two words in your favorite app store, Into Tomorrow. Download the app and participate that way. Or the old-fashioned way still works toll-free from anywhere in North America, 800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686. Our next guest is with a marketplace of live online classes for kids to learn in small group settings over video chat. Sounds like a rather unique way to do it instead of a large classroom of people and or even a large Zoom meeting or something of that sort. We'll find out what's up with that. The CEO and co-founder of OutSchool is Amir Nathu. Amir, welcome into Tomorrow. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you doing, Dave? It's a pleasure to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you with us. Tell me a little bit more about OutSchool, and then we'll get into what specifically you guys are doing these days, because I'm not sure my introduction did you justice.
It was a great introduction. You know, as you said, OutSchool is a marketplace of live online classes for kids. And what's really different about these classes from typical kids' classes is firstly that they meet over video chats in small groups. So these are kids joining from all over the country and all over the world to learn in small groups with a teacher. And because it's a marketplace, teachers are free to teach the classes that they've always wanted to teach. So it's really unique classes that fit with kids' interests and inspire them to learn. We have subjects like Lego engineering, learn Spanish by singing Taylor Swift songs in Spanish, learn architecture through Minecraft. Of course, we have all the regular subjects, you know, like algebra and the five-paragraph essay and all the rest of it. But our goal is to really inspire kids to love learning through the interest-based classes. And then with that love of learning and, you know, the interaction with their group and their teacher, they're going to be excited about taking the academic subjects. So that's what we do.
Okay, and I know you're calling it a marketplace, and I had that as part of your introduction, too. What does that mean, a marketplace for school?
So what this means is that, you know, teachers come to our site, and they're able to offer their services, which are these small group classes, and there's not the same restrictions that they would face in a school setting. They're not tied to a centralized curriculum. They are able to offer the classes that they've always wanted to teach. And so there's just tremendous variety, so you can find exactly the right subject and teacher for your learner. Now, of course, we're not a completely open marketplace, but this is kids learning that we're talking about. So we do criminal background checks, we have an application process, and we review every single class that comes onto our platform.
Good.
But with that quality control, we then say, hey, you know, to the teacher, be creative, teach the classes you've always wanted to teach, and that's the power of the marketplace-based approach.
And you talk about customizing your child's learning on your website. So I'm wondering, how does one actually customize it? I mean, with a small class, it sounds like a great opportunity because you certainly have more customization opportunities there. But how does a parent even customize it?
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a couple of ways, one of which you've called out, which is that because these are small group classes, the teacher is able to provide more individual attention to your child. And you can share in advance, hey, look, my kid likes learning in this way, or here's a particular area that they're into, and the teacher is able to customize it within the class itself. The other way that you can use OutSchool to customize your child's education is through choosing the classes and the teacher from the incredible variety. You know, you're not restricted by just those teachers who are available in your school or who are in your local area. Instead, you have so many to choose from across the country. And so you can come to our site, you can browse through nearly 20,000 different classes from thousands of teachers. You can search, you can look by subject and find exactly the right one that's going to work for your learner. And we encourage parents to, you know, look through the site and look at these classes, you know, with your child so that they get a say in what they're going to learn.
Can a parent and or child observe a class to find out if it looks like something they want to jump into on a more regular basis?
We have our teachers record short introductory videos and class videos so you can get kind of a flavor of what the class and the teaching style is like beforehand. So that's the way you can get a preview, and those are just available on our site. You can come and look at a particular class and look at those preview videos for free. The actual classes themselves are restricted for safety reasons, so that only the students who are enrolled in the class can attend the full class.
Okay, and that makes sense. Is it primarily, Amir, for homeschoolers, or is this for any parent and teacher that wants, a parent and student that wants to be involved?
This is for any parent and student that wants to be involved. Mm. You know, we have plenty of homeschoolers using the platform. We have plenty of families using it after school and on weekends and during the holidays. Of course, you know, now with the current environment that we face, so many parents, you know, just have this need, even during the school day, for their kids to be occupied in a way that links back to their learning, because many schools aren't able to provide, you know, full-time effective learning during this time. And so, you know, parents of all kinds are turning to us for help.
And I would imagine there's also plenty of teachers, unfortunately, many who may be out of work because perhaps duplication or otherwise, or they're working from home and they've got the classes covered in different shifts, or who knows, that also might be looking for work. Are you hiring those teachers as well?
Absolutely. We're looking to bring so many more teachers on board. They are able to come to our website at outschool.com/teach and apply to teach. We don't necessarily require a teaching credential. We have many people who work with kids and who have classes and subjects that they want to teach to kids who aren't necessarily credentialed teachers, and we evaluate them in our application process.
Okay.
So we're seeing a lot of people, you know, sign up and offer these classes because we're seeing such demand from parents through our site, and also because, you know, unfortunately, in the current environment, there's so many people who need economic opportunity and the ability to work from home, yeah, which is what we offer.
And, of course, speaking of economics, that brings me to what does it cost for a parent to get their child involved in any number of these classes? And what if you have a family with more than one or two children? Can they also attend the class online?
So the price of the classes is set by the teacher. So they set the price, and classes vary from anything from a one-time class that meets for 30 minutes or an hour through to a semester-long course or camp that meets, you know, multiple times, maybe every week or even multiple times a week in the case of a camp. So the prices do vary, but teachers typically charge $10 to $15 per student hour. So it's very cost-effective compared with, say, tutoring or in-person camps.
And it's cheaper, I think, than babysitters in some cases when you talk about parents trying to find other activities to keep the kids entertained and informed and perhaps educated, hopefully. Explore any interest I'm seeing on your website, from phonics to AP physics to Minecraft to piano. I mean, there's obviously quite the assortment. You mentioned 15 to 20,000 different classes. What are your most popular classes on OutSchool?
You know, I'm just looking down our camps that are starting soon, and there's just incredible variety. We have a teacher teaching about trucks for ages 3 to 8. We have algebra summer camp. We have Literacy Unlimited. We have story time for the younger kids. We have fashion for the older kids. We have Java programming for middle school age students. Intro to Criminal Law. Taught by you know, a lawyer. So there's just incredible variety, and you know, it's not the case that there's any one class that's, you know, far more popular than the others, because, you know, when you're able to personalize your education, people want different things. So we really lean into that and encourage people not just to pick, you know, the one class that everyone else is taking, but really be intentional about thinking what's going to work for your child.
And I'm assuming that many teachers teach some of the same subjects, but parents can choose which teacher they prefer?
Exactly. And, you know, different teachers will have different styles, and you can see that in their introduction videos and different backgrounds. And you can also see the reviews that other parents have left. And some parents, as well as leaving written reviews, will even, you know, leave photo reviews where they show, here, hey, here's what the project looked like that came out of this class, so you can get a flavor of what it's going to be like.
Very good. I imagine some of them might be a bit of a challenge, too. For example, if you're teaching a music class, you can't do one-on-one, or can you, with a student trying to maybe learn guitar or keyboard or something like that? Or is it all whoever, even though they're smaller class sizes, they're all kind of participating at the same time?
You know, it's really surprising how well music classes can work over video chats. You might think it'd be challenging, but, you know, we've seen guitar classes, you know, clarinet classes, violin taking place in small groups over video chats. And, you know, the teacher will demonstrate something, maybe talk a little bit about theory, set the kids' work to do in between sessions to practice, and then in sessions have the kids one by one, you know, share how their practice has gone and actually play something. So it works. And, you know, we have yoga classes for kids, dance classes. It's not just the academic stuff. It's really quite surprising how many different types of topics can work online.
I think that's terrific. I mean, everything from social studies, obviously we just talked about music and math and health and wellness, coding and tech, of course, something nearer and dearer to our hearts covering consumer tech, languages, all sorts of things available. You want to check out outschool.com for more information and check out some of those sample classes where the teachers are talking about their curriculum and how you can deal with things, and then find out which online live classes and camps that you think might be appropriate for your kids. Can adults participate too, or this is just for kids?
This is just for kids. You know, parents can clearly supervise their kids and look over their kids' shoulders, but you know, you need to bring a kid.
Yeah, okay.
Very good. Plenty of adults saying that our topics, they'd love to take themselves, but you know, we're focused on kids learning.
Okay, terrific. And then you mentioned that their online classes, of course, are they video chatting the whole time? So in other words, the teacher can see the student, number one, to see that it is the kid and not the parent?
That's exactly it. So they take place over video chats. You can see the video. There's also the chat function. And then there's a classroom where the teacher and the students can interact in between classes and have the teacher share materials or set assignments. But parents always have full visibility into what happens in class.
Good.
And we record every single class and share those recordings with the parents.
Ah, terrific. That way they can, if they're not over their shoulder kind of keeping an eye, and because they also have to work from home in many cases, they're able to then follow up and make sure that the child is learning and they're getting their money's worth, frankly.
Exactly.
And with classes from $10 and up, you can check it out. It's where kids love learning, so we're told. Do check out outschool.com. Amir, thanks for spending a few minutes with us. We wish you continued luck, and we'll chat again sometime soon.
Thanks very much, Dave. It's been a pleasure.
Our pleasure as well. The CEO and co-founder of OutSchool. We'll get you there when you visit intotomorrow.com, or you can go directly to outschool.com. I'm Dave Graveline, bringing you further into tomorrow right here on the Advanced Media Network.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips. Tips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-689-3005. 800-689-3005. That's 800-689-3005. 800-689-3005.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Short and sweet. Love it. June in White Oak sending us a 25th year congratulatory message. We'd love to hear you as well doing something similar. Let us know what you loved most or disliked about tech history in these 25 years, for that matter, as well. I'm Dave Graveline.
And IB's Chris Graveline. This portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by the Dexcom G6 Continuous Glucose Monitoring System. Know before you go high or low with customizable alerts and alarms. Visit DEXCOM.com.
Jeff in Erie, Pennsylvania, listens on Money Radio, WPSE. Hey, Jeff.
I recently upgraded my internet speed from 100 meg to 400 meg, and for some reason I've lost my printer. I had it connected to my laptop and my phone. It's a Canon MG3620, and now I have no signal at all. And I don't know what to do.
Well, I understand. That's a dilemma, Jeff. A change in your connection speed itself wouldn't be cause for your printer to become inaccessible. So we have to wonder, did anything else change in the process? If you had to upgrade your wireless access point, for example, or your wireless router, that could have done it. It's also possible that you're getting wireless access through your internet service provider's own modem. If that changed, the cause may be there as well. These days, most wireless access points know to let a printer through without any extra settings, but it may be worth checking that there aren't any unusual firewalls, for example, in place that could be blocking that connection.
Yeah, now, there's a more obvious cause along those same lines that we think might be worth mentioning only because it can be easy to overlook. If your printer is a wireless printer and your network name or password changed in any way, your printer will need to be set up with the new information because it can talk to any device on the network. Now, again, all of this is related to changes in devices or settings of the network, but not the speed. If all that changed is your speed, then the timing may have nothing to do with your printer losing connectivity, and it may just be a coincidence.
Yeah, and hopefully that's the case. But, Jeff, let us know what you're able to troubleshoot. Hopefully our input helped you out there. And, again, our show notes are there for you if you want to look back and go through step by step. At intotomorrow.com, just look for the show for June 5th, 2020, Hour 3. There's your call. And our answer, our notes, are right there for you.
Attention, those of you looking to go on a fun vacation and see the world on the cheap. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth even more in other countries, so there's never been a better time to travel outside the USA. The dollar is worth over $1.30 in Canadian dollars, and it's the same for Australia. You can fly there today and have fun and maximize your travel dollar. Your U.S. dollar is worth over $3 in Brazilian reals, and it's worth over $18 in Mexican pesos. Plus, in Argentina, it's worth over $27 in Argentine pesos. Just think of the bargains you'll get. And the way you get the cheapest airfare to any destination is by calling Tickets That Cheap. Save up to 75% on your foreign vacation tickets. Don't wait. Call now. 800-586-8571. 800-586-8571. 800-586-8571. That's 800-586-8571.
Heartedly welcome you back into tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline.
And I'm Chris Graveline.
Steve in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, listens on Talk 107.3 WBRP. Hello, Steve.
I'm familiar with Bluetooth devices and how they work, but I'd like to purchase a low-wattage FM transmitter to send a music signal to my FM receiver and speaker in a back room in my home. From a music room located in the center of my house. Hmm. Obviously, I want to do this wirelessly, saving the trouble of running speaker wire to the back room. Is there such a product that's legal and affordable?
Good question, Steve. You can buy whole home FM transmitters online for around $100 or so. There are far cheaper options, though, but keep in mind that those are not meant to be full house. Rather, they're just meant to carry signals a very short distance, for example, for use within your car.
Yeah, whole home systems put out a stronger signal and may give you the coverage you need to reach the back room, but that will depend on your home itself. Powerful FM transmitters require a license, so those straddle the line between what is legal without a license and what is useful. The legality issue is usually at least a little bit debatable. If it can be picked up outside your house, someone may not like it since it may cause interference with something else. But these devices are supposed to have a range of about 150 feet and are sold online as at least supposedly legal.
supposedly legal, with air quotes, exactly. But I see what you're trying to do, Steve, and go for it if you find the right thing that'll help do the job. Otherwise, yeah, you may end up having to run some cables.
And this is assuming you don't have a similar issue in Baton Rouge that we have here in South Florida, where we don't really have very many clear, available frequencies for these FM transmitters to work on.
Yeah, there's a lot of radio stations occupying the available bandwidth. So check it out. In meantime, let's meet at intotomorrow.com for all 3 hours.
Bringing you the latest in consumer electronics and technology, this has been Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline. To participate with Dave and his tech geniuses and win prizes anytime 24/7, use our free Into Tomorrow app for your iPhone, Android, and netbooks, available in your app store, or call 1-800-899-INTO. That's 1-800-899-4686. Be sure to visit our website anytime to read our show notes and watch our ITTV videos at intotomorrow.com. And join us next week as we bring you further Into Tomorrow.